Luckily, we don't have a power failure now, but it's coming. So I'm very glad, members, that we can join in this morning to make sure that we adopt our reports with the Department of Health and the Department of Social Development. And then there is also some minutes that we had to approve. But let me first hand over to Marcel to take us through the agenda. Thank you, Marcel.
Thank you, Chairperson. Good morning, everyone. Good morning, members. Chairperson, maybe in starting the meeting, I can just confirm attendance of our members. We have yourself, we have Honorable Maleka Ndongeni, Christians Lehihi, and Letuli. Honorable Paha has, he has sent in an apology. Thank you, Chair. In terms of the agenda, Chair, today we are considering and adopting the adjusted budget reports of the Department of Health, as well as the Department of Social Development. And after that, we are adopting minutes of the committee. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Marcel. Is it only Member Baga that has tendered an apology?
Yes, Chair, it's only Member Baga. Mr. Njabaleng, I assume, would join a bit late. He has asked me for the link again. I've sent the link to him again. So I think Mr. Njabaleng is trying to connect, Chair.
Okay, thanks, Marcel. Members, the agenda is in front of us. Can we have a move and a shaker for the agenda, please?
Ndongeni, move for the agenda.
Thank you, Member Ndongeni. Is there a seconder for the mover?
I second, Chairperson. Honorable Christian.
Thank you, Member Christian. Sorry. Can we then move to the report on the Department of Health, Marcel?
Chairperson, I'm going to read from the observations of the report, the observations and the recommendations, if that is fine with you.
Yes, thank you, Marcel. Because I believe everybody has received all the reports and has worked through it. Thank you, Marcel. You can continue.
Yes, Chair, I'm getting there. The report of the Select Committee on Health and Social Services on the adjusted budget vote of the Department of Health dated the 30th of July, which is today. Chair, in terms of the observations of the committees, the committee welcomed the report of the department. The committee was noted with concern the surge of the COVID-19 cases in the country, also the shortages of staff exacerbated by the rise in the number of infected healthcare workers, and the shortage of PPEs and intensive care units, beds, and health in health facilities. Chairperson, furthermore, the committee observed that 21 billion will be allocated to provinces for COVID response and raised concern on whether provinces will be assisted in the planning and reprioritization to ensure that funds are not miscalculated. The committee noted with concern around the consolidated budget allocation to provinces and indicated the need for provinces to be funded equitably to bolster their COVID response. The committee noted with concern the severe shortages of emergency medical services, personnel, and ambulances in some provinces. The committee raised the need for training of EMS personnel. On the infrastructure grant by provinces, the committees were concerned on whether provinces will properly spend their allocations on infrastructure. The committee also noted with concern the lack of field hospitals in some provinces. Eastern Cape only and they were concerned about the impact of this reduction on the provision of isolation facilities and quarantine sites. The committee welcomed the budget allocation to the Cuban Medical Brigade in the HIV grant by 604 million and raised concern regarding the potential surge of other health issues. Chairperson, the committee was also concerned with whether infected healthcare workers are being offered psychological support. And with that, the committee made the following: assist provincial departments to strengthen financial planning and management, develop mechanisms to prioritize and spend their budgets accordingly. In terms of the emergency medical services, including the training of EMS personnel, HIV AIDS and STI sub-program, derive plans to source more condoms in order to mitigate potential spikes in other health issues which may overwhelm the health system in the future. Infrastructure spending to assist provinces to prioritize suitable isolation and quarantine facilities for COVID. Preventative healthcare, prioritize health promotion and disease prevention rather than the hospital-based curative approach. Psychological health for healthcare workers, to strengthen and invest in the psychological health of frontline healthcare workers. Monitoring and reporting, continuously monitor and report on the implementation of programs and budget spending. Chairperson, those were the recommendations and observations from our meetings with the Department of Health. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you very much, Marcel. Members, the report is in front of you. Can I have a mover for the adoption of this report?
Ms. Maleka, then is our chairperson.
Member Maleka.
Thank you, chairperson. I move for the adoption of the report.
Thank you, Member Maleka. Is there a seconder for the adoption of the report?
Yes, sir.
Member Lili?
Yes, sir. Second.
Are you seconding the report?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir, I do.
Thank you, Member. Marcel?
Chair, we'll go now to the adjusted budget report of the Department of Social Development.
Report of DSD.
Yes, Chair. Yes.
Thank you, Marcel. You can continue.
Chair, the observations in terms of the interaction with the Department of Social Development. The following findings were made. In terms of the budget-related observations, the committee noted that there is a need for national and provincial departments to account to Parliament on the expenditure in relation to funds allocated to the GBVF programs. In terms of their performance, the committee found that there was a reiterated and concern over challenges that continue to be experienced in the processing of the SRD grant applications. These include the high backlog of applications, delay in responses to applications and payments to those approved, high number of declined applications, confusion created by SASA's response to applicants, and overcrowding at SASA offices. Electronic devices and internet are required to apply for the grant and yet may not be easily accessible to everyone in need, especially people living in the rural areas. They rely on in-person applications at SASA offices, which operates with limited staff. Furthermore, Chair, the committee noted that the department's annual performance plan did not include targets on the employment of additional 1,800 and some odd social workers. The committee also noted with concern that the target to train and capacitate 500 social workers was revised to 180 social workers, where there is a great need for social services. Furthermore, the committee was concerned about the critical post being vacant at the department when government is preparing for budget adjustments in October 2020 through the medium-term budget policy statement. In terms of recommendations, Chairperson, the committee, having considered revised annual performance plans and budget of the department and entities, the committee made the following recommendations. In terms of backlogs in payments of SDR grants, the minister, the department should ensure that the backlog and outstanding COVID SRD payments are cleared. Support post-lockdown, the minister should ensure that the department develops concrete strategies of how it will continue to assist people after the interim 3 months assistance has lapsed, especially in the rural communities. Social service, human resources, the minister should ensure that the department finds mechanisms of retaining the temporary hired social workers and recruits more social workers. In terms of the scourge of violence, Chair, the minister should ensure that the department plans clearly set out targets amid addressing GBVF and violence, murder of children. The department should engage with the presidency and national treasury to look into how more funding can be allocated. Support for ECD services. The minister should ensure that the department provides the necessary support to ECDs. Governance and accountability. The minister should ensure that there is strengthened governance and accountability within the department and its entities. And monitoring of funds. The minister should ensure that the department establishes a system to monitor the use of funds that have been allocated for programs related to poverty alleviation, homelessness, drug abuse, and violence related to women and children. Chair, those are the recommendations made by the committee from the interactions with the Department of Social Development.
Thank you, Marcel, members. The report is in front of us. Can I have a mover for the adoption of the report and a seconder, please?
Chair?
Yes?
Can we move for the adoption of the report?
Thank you, Member Dongeni. Is there a seconder for the report?
Yes, Chairperson. Honourable Christian Zoll, second.
Thank you, Member Christians. That is indeed a revolutionary move that we have adopted both the Department of Health and Department of Social Development's adjustment budget. Thank you. The report has been adopted. Marcel? Can I hand over to you for the minutes? I think we will start with the 23rd of April, members, if you've got your minutes in front of you. Marcel?
Yes, Chair. In terms of the minute, Chair, I can only mention that the minutes of the 23rd of April refer to the briefing by SASSA on their response to COVID. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Marcel. Can we have a mover and for this adoption of the minutes of the 23rd of April, please, members? Can you hear me?
Chair?
Yes.
Ndongeni, move the adoption of the minutes.
Thank you, Member Ndongeni. Can we have a second for the 23rd of April's minutes, please?
I second, Chairperson.
Thank you, Member Christians. Let's move to the minutes of the 27th of April, Marcel.
Yes, Chairperson, the minutes of the 27th of April refer to our interaction with the Department of Health on their COVID response, Chair.
Thank you. A mover and a seconder for that minutes of the 27th of April. Thank you, members.
Thank you, Chairperson.
Is that Maleka?
Yes, Chairperson.
Okay, Member Maleka, move for the adoption.
Yes, I move for the adoption, Chairperson.
Thank you, Member Maleka. Can we have a seconder?
I second, Chairperson.
Thank you, Member Christians. We're now going to move to the minutes of the 5th of May. Marcel?
Chairperson, thank you. The minutes of the 5th of May refer to our interaction jointly with the Portfolio Committee when we were briefed by the Department of Women, Youth and People with Disabilities on the budget, Chair. Thank you.
Thank you. I need a mover and a seconder for that minutes, please.
Chair.
Yes, Dongeni.
Move for the minute.
Thank you, Member Dongeni. Seconder. Is there a seconder for the minutes of the 5th of May?
Yes, Chairperson, I second. Maleka.
Thank you, Member Maleka. Let's move, Marcel, to the minutes of the 7th of May.
Chairperson, the interaction on the 7th of May was with the Department of Social Development, a briefing by the Auditor General.
Thank you. Can we have a mover for that minutes and a seconder, please?
Maleka, Chairperson, I move for the adoption of the minutes.
Thank you, Member Maleka.
Honourable seconder,
please.
Honourable Christians,
thank you, Member Christians. The next set of minutes is the 8th of May.
The 8th of May interaction, Chairperson, was with the Department of Social Development on their budget.
Thank you. Can we have a mover for that minutes, please?
Chair. Ndongeni.
Minutes of the 8th of May.
Yes.
I need a mover.
I move for the adoption of the minutes.
Yes.
Chair. Hello.
Ndongeni, are you moving?
Yes, dear.
Thank you, Member Dongeni. A seconder.
Chairperson Maleka, I second. Chairperson.
Sorry, my network just, I just got lost a little bit. So Dongeni, did you move and is there a seconder?
Chair, Ms. Maleka is seconding.
Marcel, we can move to the minutes of the 20th of May.
Chairperson, the minutes of the 20th of May reflects the interaction with the Department of Health on the budget.
Okay, a mover for the minutes of the 20th of May. Member Maleka.
I move for Chairperson for adoption of the minutes.
Thank you. Seconder. Where's Member Latuli? I need a seconder for the minutes of the 20th of May.
I second, Chairperson.
Thank you, Member Christians. The next set of minutes is the 28th of May, Marcel.
Thank you, Chair. The minutes of the 28th of May refer to the interaction with the Department of Health, a COVID update, Chair.
Thank you very much. Is there a mover for that minutes?
Chair, yes, I move for the adoption of minutes.
Thank you, Member Dongeni. Can we have a seconder for that minutes, please?
I think Ms. Latuli is indicating that she's seconding, Chair. I'm not sure why her mic is muted.
Thank you, Member Latuli. So let's move to the minutes of the 29th of May, Marcel.
Chairperson, the meeting of the 29th of May was a COVID update by the Department of Social Development.
Thank you, Marcel. Can we have a mover for that minute?
Chairperson Maleka.
Thank you, Member Maleka.
I move for the adoption of the minutes, Chairperson.
Thank you, Member Maleka. Can we have a seconder for the minutes of the 29th of May?
I second that, Chairperson.
Thank you, Member Christians. We will move now to the minutes of the 3rd of June, Marcel.
Yes, Chair, the minute of the 3rd of June, it was a joint meeting with the Education Select Committee regarding the adoption of our budget votes.
Thank you, Marcel. I need a mover for the adoption of that minutes, please.
Thank you, Chairperson. It's Maleka. I move for the adoption of the minutes.
Thank you, Member Maleka. Can we have a second, please?
Thank you, Chair. This is Ndongeni. Ndongeni seconded.
Thank you, Member Ndongeni. Thank you, Member Ndongeni. Members, let's move to the minutes of the 10th of June. Marcel?
Chairperson, the 10th of June minute was a joint meeting with the Portfolio Committee on Health, where we were briefed by the NHLS, Life Healthcare, as well as Netcare Hospital.
Thank you. Can we have a mover for the adoption of that minutes?
Chairperson, it's Maleka.
Thank you, Maleka.
I move for the adoption of the minutes.
Thank you, Member Maleka. Can we have a second on that one? Who is Member Lee? Can I have a seconder for the adoption of the minutes of the 10th of June? Yes, don't get any.
The seconder, Chair. The seconder.
Thank you, don't get any. Members, now we will move to the minutes of the Department of Health for the 8th of July. Marcel, is there anything that you want to add on that one?
No, Chair, just to maybe inform members that that was the first briefing of the day. We had two briefings that day. It was the Department of Health in the morning, and then later the same day, the Department of DSC on the adjusted budgets. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Marcel. Members, can we have a mover for the adoption of the minutes of the 8th of July for Department of Health, please? Member Maleka.
Thank you, Chairperson. I move for the adoption of the minutes.
Thank you. Can we have a seconder for that set of minutes, please, members? At the 8th of July, Department of Social Development minutes, can we have a mover for the adoption of that set of minutes, please? Is that Member Latuli?
It looks as if Ms. Lehie wants to say something, Chair.
Yes, Ms. Member Lehie. Are you moving for the adoption of the minutes, Member Lehie? It's gone again. Can we have a mover for the adoption of the minutes of the 8th of July? Member Lahil is lost again.
Yes, Chair.
Yes. Who's speaking?
Yes, Lahil.
Okay. You back. Thank you.
Pleasure.
So you're moving for the adoption of that minutes, Member Lahil?
Yes, Chair.
Thank you. Can we have a seconder for the adoption of that minutes?
Maleka second.
Thank you, Member Maleka. Members, that brings us at the end of our business for today. But before that, let me take the opportunity to thank all members. If we went through this minutes now, it looked like we had 12 meetings from the 23rd of April. We had 12 committee meetings where we were dealing with the health and Department of Social Development issues. Let me take the opportunity to thank all members for your hard work during this period of COVID-19. And let me also take the opportunity to wish all members well. And we'll see each other tomorrow in our debate in the NCOP, where we will have a debate on our portfolios adjustment budget. But also, members, please take care. Please stay at home. Please be very careful. We all listened to the president last night. And please, let's educate our constituencies of what is wrong and what is right. And please stay safe. I thank you, members. This meeting is adjourned. Thank you.
Thank you, Chairperson.
Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Chair.
Thank you. Where's Latuli? Is he still here or is he gone?
Thank you, Chair.
Hi. Thank you. Stay safe, Dongeni.
Thank you, my dear. Hi. Where is Queen? Where is Queen?